say if you wanted to buy a new couch or a new chair, new table, what sort of store would you go to?
Well, you'd go to a furniture store, I reckon.
Okay. And something on, well, something like that that you have there on rollers hanging up in that window. You can pull down and keep out.
Shade.
Huh?
A window shade. That's okay. What they used to call them. I think they still call them that, don't they?
Uh-huh.
You know, we used to have curtains in here when my other wife was living.
Mm-hmm.
And them curtains catch dust so much and everything, and you can't see out. She didn't like to be shut up in the house. Now, my daughter over there's got, I believe they call them drapes in the window now, don't they? Mm-hmm. She keeps them pulled over at dark at night. Got to keep a light on. And I like to look out, and my wife did too. Well, she said she wished I'd take them old curtains down and put up some shades, yeah, so I did. You know,
mm-hmm.
My wife in 52 changed her life, left her in a bad place, fixed. She put down, lost her mind. And I left the standard oil in 52 and I stayed here with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't go nowhere. I stayed here in this yard. I just went out to Zachary. I'd get my mail right down in the box now, but I used to have to go up here in Zachary and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up there and get the mail and come right on back. I stayed right here in the yard with all the time, raised me a little garden, cut my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed right here with her. She wouldn't go nowhere for about 17 years. You see, you read that in that book where she was there for 17 years,
mm-hmm.
didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
In that book what I showed you this night, that piece there. Well, I stayed here. Well, after she passed away a while, I met her through my granddaughter and her granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married. And I don't know what I'd done if I hadn't met her. I reckon I'd been living here by myself. Listen, mm-hmm. I found somebody. I don't believe I could got one in a better than she is. Because she's a good cook and easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
And my other wife was too. We never had no trouble. I never did drink in my life. I never gambled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at home every night.
Mm-hmm. Something you'd have nowadays, a little room built off the bedroom for hanging your clothes in.
Well, we didn't have that, but some people did.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have no room built off that way.
What do they call those?
They call them closets, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have that, but now they got a closet built in that house out of way over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes closet, they call it.
Mm-hmm. What about the covering on the top of the house? You call that the...
Well, I reckon you call that the roof.
Uh-huh. What's your roof made out of?
Galvanized iron.
Uh-huh.
On this roof. Now, when I bought this house, it had them old white oak boards on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd been here so long till they was all curled up, you know, like a frizzly chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It done turned up. And it come a terrible storm. We moved here at 1st of September, and Papa lived down on the old place. Me and my wife moved in here. It come such a terrible storm, so we left and walked down there where they's at and stayed with them that night. And I come back here next morning, this old house didn't have no loft in it. And
mm-hmm.
I look up through that and I could see the sky anywhere. So I blew so many of the boards off. Well, of course then, I had to get my daddy come in and put this galvanized roof on here, and it's been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
This roof's been on here about 52 years, a little better.
Mm-hmm. Then you put the sheetrock.
Huh? I put the sheetrock in here. Later on,
uh-huh.
when I got able to buy it.
You know,
well, my son-in-law helped me put the sheetrock up in somebody's room, and one of my son-in-law, one died over there, he helped me put it up in this room.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheap then.
Mm-hmm. You know, some houses have these little things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Gutters.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when you have a house and an L, the low place where they come together?
Well, I believe they called out a gutter, too. When the house,
mm-hmm.
like you say, the roofs come in, you have a tin gutter running up through here to catch the water, comes off each roof and goes
mm-hmm.
down on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have no gutter around this house. It just pours off on the ground.
Uh-huh.